Hi, and welcome to Photo Talk, a place for answers to your photography questions. I'm your host, Anthony Feliciano. Email your questions to phototalkpodcast@gmail.com.
And now, get ready for another episode of Photo Talk.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to another edition of Photo Talk. I'm here talking to Padro. Actually, it's Ephraim Padro, and he's a Padro, and he is a travel photographer, and he's going to talk to us about his work and some of the things and tips that he could provide for us. So welcome, Ephraim.
Well, I've been doing travel photography for about 12 years now. I lived in New Mexico for about 10 years, and the last 2 years I've been back in Colorado, where I used to live before I went to New Mexico. And I specialize in travel, architectural, and landscape subjects. And one of the things that I enjoy a lot about the business is the teaching part. So I go around the country and around the world doing workshops. So I've been to Vietnam, Thailand. I went to Puerto Rico, where I'm from. We've also been to Peru and Holland, just to name a few places.
Great. It sounds like you've been around a lot. What are some of the quick tips you can give the listeners on travel photography? I know you have a YouTube video of how to as well, so if you can share that.
Yeah, well, I think probably the overarching thing of being a travel photographer is that you're a jack of all trades. So I do landscapes, I do architecture, I do food photography, people, markets, events, sometimes things like the opera or different indoor events that are quite challenging. So it's basically you do a little bit of everything, and that's one of the reasons I enjoy it so much. I get to take pictures of all kinds of subjects.
Now, what do you recommend in terms of equipment, real quick? A lot of equipment, a little bit of equipment? Do you need a flash, a tripod?
I do have a tripod, but my kit is basically one camera body and three lenses. The three lenses are 16 to 35 wide angle, 24 to 105, which is my go-to lens for most situations, and then the 70 to 300 that I use for when I need a little longer reach. So I don't have any of the big old lenses like 400 or 500. Those three will cover everything that I need to photograph as a travel photographer.
Now, do you also, just for safeguard, do you have a backup that you do daily at these locations?
You're talking in terms of the pictures?
Right.
Yeah, I do. I actually have, besides my laptop, I download my pictures to a portable standalone hard drive that I carry separately when I'm moving from one place to another. That way, if one goes missing or is damaged, I still have the other. So I do back up every single image.
Okay, good. And now, let's say you see a spot that you liked and you're doing a travel photo for a magazine that you do, actually you do quite a bit of them. Do you come back to that location if the weather is bad?
Absolutely. One of the things that I tell people that want to get into travel photography is that the first thing they need to realize is that travel is not the same as travel photography. When you travel, you see a place, you take your snapshot, and you move on. You quote-unquote did it. When you're a travel photographer, you move a lot slower because you will go back when the light is better, the angle of the sun is better. Maybe you want to go back when it's lit at night. So I do a lot of scouting and a lot of going back to the same place till I get a picture that it's publication worthy. So it's a lot slower travel than the traditional tourism travel.
So where can the listeners see your work? And I know you've been into several magazines. Tell us about the magazine publications you've been in.
There have been quite a few. My agency is called Alamy. They're out of England. And through them, I've sold to a number of international publications. A lot of, in England, for example, the Times from London. I've also Romania, Germany, different places in England. Locally, I sell a lot of my pictures to vacation guides from the states that I have lived, like Colorado and New Mexico. And then nationally, I typically sell to photography publications because I do a little bit of writing. So Shutterbug, Outdoor Photographer, that sort of thing. And that was early in my career. Most of what I do now is for Shutterbug recently.
Oh, because I have a subscription to Shutterbug myself. So I look for, are you coming out soon with anything?
Well, I'm working on it. I just sent him a submission on photographing a place in Thailand called Chiang Mai. And they're reviewing it. I haven't heard, so I don't know if it's going to be published or not. But look for that.
Oh, well, congratulations and good luck with that. So in closing, what else can you offer for beginners? Because once you take the photo now, what do you do with them? You know, you've gone through, let's say, Thailand, Vietnam, South America, Europe, and then you got some great, exciting photos. How do we get this photo to the next step?
Well, basically what I do in terms of marketing my own pictures directly, other than through an agency, which you can also do, but directly what I do is I try to contact the person of a particular publication that buys pictures, the picture buyer. Sometimes they're called photo editor, sometimes they're called the photo buyer, sometimes they're called artistic director. They have different names depending on the publication, but their job is to get pictures or buy what they call art. And that could be photographs or maps or drawings, but they do the same thing. So you contact them and you alert them that you have images of certain number of subjects available for them to license for their magazines. Or if you're very lucky, and this is what I try to do, and this is big, is I try to contact them, and when I do, I ask them if they can put me in their photographer's mailing list, in which case they send me, along with 100 other photographers or whoever's on the list, notice of particular images that they're looking for, therefore increasing my chances of getting published because I only send them what I know they're looking for.
Oh, these have been great tips with Efrain Padro, and he's a travel photographer, and I appreciate your time.
All right, thank you very much. Nice meeting you.
Don't forget to download episodes of Photo Talk from this site or from the iTunes podcast to your phone or computer. Keep up with all the Photo Talk episodes by clicking on the Followers button. And of course, your comments are always welcome. Thank you for your time. This time, until next time, so long.